It's unbelievable. It's hard to put into words. I felt maybe we went out, we were a bit jittery, a bit shaky, like, but I felt like we got to grips with them. We're usually, we lost them by 2-3 points in every semi-final that we played in for the last 4 years. So as James Kelly said, we want to meet a hand in the final, and that's what we did. It wasn't good enough if we got them in the semi-final. We wanted them in the final, and that's just how it worked out. That goal really just set the light between us. I think we really drove on, seemed to win all their puck outs, and it was just an excellent display, I think, in the second half by us. Yeah,
yeah. Talking about that, the excellent display in the second half, because the first half you got off to a great start. You put a bit of space between yourselves and Ahan. They came back into it. I think Niamh Mulcahy hit 5 straight points to go into the break level. What was said at half time? Did you think it was slipping away?
No, because I think we were playing pretty good. Like, you know, we weren't hitting 100% like we did in the second half, but we were playing pretty good. What was said at half time was just stop giving out to each other. I think there was a lot of you're not doing this, you're not doing that, and finger pointing, and like the boy said, is worry about your own game. And I think in the second half then it didn't matter if they had 3-4 midfielders free. It was just focusing on ourselves and just play the way we play and run it. Like, we're a running team, all of us nearly play football. It's just run at them, like, they won't stay with us. And then we won the freeze there, and luckily our freeze went over the same as Niamh Mulcahy hit our freeze over. So
yeah, I have to say that your free taken today was immaculate, and really in points where the game was in the melting pot. There was a couple of tough frees, there was a couple of handy enough frees, but a lot of them were tough, but you were able to remain calm, and that's not always easy in a county final.
No, it's not. And I suppose, like, Niamh Mulcahy is the top free taker in the country. Like, we know when we play her not to give away frees, but Joe, it's nice for once to have teams say that now about us, don't give away frees, because they will execute them. And I suppose James Kelly is just all week, he's just saying keep the head down, and he's like, don't look when the ball is hit, just keep it down and drive. He goes, if it goes wide, it goes wide, but just drive him on. And Joe, I could hear the crowd clapping before the free. I could look up myself to see if it was going over or not. So I was just delighted that they weren't going over. Yeah.
Just finally, this Newcastle West team, it's not just all Newcastle West. There's a number of kind of parishes in the team, but you all come together, and I saw so many people from obviously Newcastle West coming up to you there saying they're so proud of you. Yeah. It must mean an awful lot.
Yeah, it does. Like, I suppose just we've never won a senior county title like Joe, and it's been mad to believe. And when I heard it there, when I started playing with the senior Newcastle West team, I couldn't believe it, you know. And my first game when I played senior when I was 14, and every year I said, oh, sure, we're good enough, we'll win it this year. But it's not easy to win the title. Like, you always have a hand in Granagh, but it's just great. Like, Joe, everyone knows each other. Like, we all play football against each other, and then we come together then for Newcastle West. And you know what? You see the support there. You see, I think the whole Newcastle West football and hurling team is here today to support us. Like, and Joe, that's what it's about. It's just a great, and the buzz all week. Like, it was just pure excitement. Everyone putting up the flags, selling the flags. It was just unbelievable. And Joe, what? You're more looking forward to it than being nervous. And I think you can see there today in the second half, the nerves went out the window, and we actually played how we know we can play. So it's actually, even if we lost today and we played that way, I think so much would have been taken from it. But we knew we were good enough today, and you can see we gave 100%. So absolutely delighted.